Radio, MD.com.
Emergency physician, TV personality, speaker, and writer. She's Dr. Lee. It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome to the show, Health from the Outside In, where feeling good starts with looking good. I want to welcome my first guest. A new interesting study was presented recently at the American Headache Society about a new class of drugs for migraine. My guest, Dr. Richard Lipton, who is the Edwin Lowe Professor and Vice Chair of Neurology, as well as the Director of the Montefiore Headache Center, is involved in, I believe, one of the studies. So welcome, Dr. Lipton. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
And excuse my voice. I have a terrible cold this week. But anyway, we'll get into this new class of drugs, which are called the CGRP, in a minute. But I just want to ask you, let's just talk briefly about the difference between a migraine and a regular headache and what exactly a migraine is.
Sure. So, well, first, headache is just a symptom. It means pain in the head. And just as abdominal pain could be from appendicitis or from irritable bowel syndrome, pain in the head has many causes. Migraine is one of the most common causes, and it's a headache disorder characterized by one-sided pain that's usually throbbing and usually associated with some other symptom like nausea, sensitivity to light or sound, or sometimes visual features that are known as auras.
Okay. And how common are migraine headaches? It seems like everybody, you know, who comes in either to the ER or to the urgent cares or something will say, I have a migraine, which maybe they really don't. But how common really are migraine headaches?
So there are 36 million Americans who have migraine. 18% of women have the disorder. 6% of men have the disorder overall, and because the disorder is most common in middle life between the ages of 25 and 55, a huge number of women, even more than 18%, have migraine in their late 30s and early 40s. So it's the most common neurologic disorder.
Wow. And when, you know, sometimes people talk about it's a vascular. When you talk about these warnings, I mean, I remember there was this stark presentation that everybody could see on the news several years ago of a reporter who looked like she was maybe having a stroke because she could not get the words out when she was going live on the air. And in the end, it turned out to be a migraine. So it is something that people have to think about, or if they newly present with this, it definitely needs to get a good workup, doesn't it?
Yes. So auras are focal neurologic symptoms that usually occur before the headache, and the most common kind of aura is the visual aura, the flashing lights, the zigzag lines, the graying out of vision. But sometimes people can get weakness on one side of the body as a migraine aura, and sometimes people can develop difficulty either with expressive language function, as that reporter did, or understanding what's said to them, a difficulty with receptive language function. Now, only a quarter of people with migraine have auras, so people who don't get those kinds of focal neurologic symptoms may well have migraine anyway. Those who have auras are rightly scared by them and seek medical attention. And fortunately, when the problem is migraine aura, we get to be relatively reassuring.
Okay. Well, and that is good. And then maybe we will have you back for another show, because there is that does down the line can increase your risk for stroke in women, but that's a whole nother topic. So let's talk about this is a new class of drug, and what exactly this CGRP is.
Okay, so CGRP is an abbreviation for calcitonin gene-related peptide. Clearly not a name selected by a marketing department.
Not
CGRP is a chemical that nerve cells use to talk to each other or that nerve cells use to communicate with blood vessels. We've known for many years that CGRP was involved in migraine because my friend Peter Goadsby showed that during migraine attacks, CGRP levels were elevated in the bloodstream during migraine attacks. And if you gave effective treatments for migraine, as the headache went away, the CGRP levels fell. So this new class of medicines, though, is something called a monoclonal antibody. And essentially what that means is that we make very specific antibodies that bind CGRP and turn off the mechanism of migraine. So the wonderful thing about this new class of molecules is that they are a very specific treatment that was developed based on an understanding of the mechanism of migraine. And so far, at least in studies, this new class of medicine seems to be extremely effective.
And it has to be specific, because I would imagine CGRPs would control, is it just nerves talking to each other? Does it control blood vessels' response to it? I mean, the mechanism of a migraine, and what exactly is that? Is it have to do with dilation of the blood vessels in the brain causing pain and then maybe initially contraction, or is that an old...
So what you're alluding to is what was called the vascular theory of migraine, the idea that during auras, blood vessels constricted, and that decreased blood flow to the brain and produced the visual features, the language difficulty or weakness, and then during the headache phase, the notion was that blood vessels dilated. While it is true that over the course of a migraine attack, blood vessels may constrict in the aura phase and dilate during headache, it turns out that those blood vessel changes are not the cause. They're not the perpetrators of the migraine crime. Rather, they reflect changes that are taking place in the brain. And we now understand migraine to be primarily a brain event with changes in blood flow that are a consequence of the basic mechanism, not the cause.
Oh, okay. And it's this chemical is sort of how it's spreading and they're talking to each other. Is it involved in some of the pain signals that the brain
So there's a nerve called the trigeminal nerve that supplies the eye and the forehead and the membranes that surround the brain that are called the meninges, and the sensory nerves, the nerves that are responsible for pain in those locations, all use CGRP as an important neurotransmitter, as an important chemical signal. And so by binding CGRP, these antibodies prevent or deactivate the mechanism of migraine in a very specific way.
So just quickly, because we only have a minute, this is a candidate for somebody that's having multiple headaches a week, chronic migraines, because it's preventing it, correct?
Yeah, so there are four companies that are developing CGRP monoclonal antibodies, and everyone who's developing it, these medicines are developing them as preventives. So essentially, people will get treated once a month, maybe with an injection under the skin. And if the medicines do what it appears they do,
it'll prevent
then that
them.
Can dramatically decrease
That's
the frequency
fascinating.
And severity of the care.
Thank you so much. This is the Levin Oker Show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. Stay tuned into your health.